Actually, I went back after the war when I was
Oh, good.
liberated. Yes, I went back and it was very good because there was nothing to eat, was no food, not just for Jewish people, nobody had after the war, you know. The whole country was in ruins, Budapest was in ruins, all the bridges was blown up, example, you know. So it was very hard and it was nothing, you know. It took long time until the life started to go back to somewhat normal, you know. So it was very good I went back because I got a little wages, and then also it went with they had to give me lunch.
So
So
you could get a meal. Mm-hmm.
because they are was not Jewish, they had a little at home, you know, more than because we had nothing.
So when the Russians took over, could you notice the difference between the Russians and the Germans?
Of course, they were liberators, of course. But you know that after, when we eventually liberated, that we were not allowed to go on the road, especially me, youngers, because was.
So after the Russians came, what happened to you and liberated, what happened to you and your mother?
As I said, that it was 3 days. You know, when an army came, this was
Heavy
free.
fighting.
They robbed everything, they break up all the shops and steal everything and rape the girls, but they could. And I don't know what else they did, you know, I don't know. They was 3 days, that is a rule, I think, for the soldiers. And they remember only that it was a kosher wine cellar, and they broke this up, and the whole road was full with the
Kosher
wine
wine.
because they opened up the big barrels. And then I remember my mother managed to get a little bit of it and brought home, and there's some biscuits somewhere because they opened up
Just
everything.
looting everything.
Looting, yeah. Ransacking, yeah, but terrible. But I don't know, I didn't see because I was not allowed to go out because they said better a young girl to stay in. So I think we stayed at least about 10 days in the ghetto, and then it's a little bit everybody started to go out, and everywhere was the big tanks with, you know, it's facing you with the rifles and
Soldiers,
everything. And my mother and me, she said, my mother, we're going home. And then it was very big snow and very cold. And then she managed to get, how do you call what you pull in the
Sledge,
a
sledge,
ledge, a little
sledge.
ledge. So we have our possessions, put it on because we had no strength to carry anything. And then we went back where we used to walk, but no transport, nothing, was nothing, was no gas, was no electricity, was nothing, no heating, was nothing, you know. It was all ruined, everything. And then what's happened in the way, I still was wearing my yellow star because we thought that maybe save me from the Russians if you save, you know. So, and I remember we went and was, it was at open ground, I can't remember where was it, and just we saw that a Russian came, and we got very frightened, and he just came to us and was watching that, and then came over and took out a pocket knife and cut it off. And cut it off and put down and stepped on it and then said something not nice probably. And then and they just we didn't know why he does it, and it turned out it was a Jewish. He started to speak Yiddish. It was a Jewish Russian. And then we didn't understand very well, but he said, don't worry anymore, you know. And then I remember they give me a biscuit. Probably that was all he had. So I always remember this episode, you know, because many people ask me if I have my yellow star, but I said no. But some people have, you know, but I don't have.
So we went back
and we went to the house manager, and then we said we come back.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said that don't go up. Don't go up because other people lives there. And then we said, but this was ours, flat. So they were very bad after, you know, they was not happy to see any Jews was alive and come back. And then we didn't go up. We were afraid to go up. So we went back to, but was nowhere to go. So we went back to the Yellow Star House. And as it happened, in the Yellow Star House where we lived, it was my auntie's flat. They lived originally in this flat. They gave us a room when we moved to Yellow Star House. So she let us to go back until we find something. Mm-hmm. And eventually, I think maybe after about 6 months, we managed to get another in the same Yellow Star House. Mm-hmm. Was not Yellow Star anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But we managed to get a third floor flat. But we had nothing. We had nothing, you know.